We've had this farcical situation in New South Wales of restrictions being placed on the number of people that can get on buses and trains, particularly in the Sydney metro area, as we have people returning to work after restrictions were eased. Sydney workers are being told to expect a tenfold increase in travel time if commuters move off public transport in their cars. Almost 300,000 workers in the CBD will need to find a new way to get to work under physical distancing measures for public transport announced on Monday. It effectively means 12 people on most buses and 32 on most train carriages. The government was forced to reissue advice to bus drivers over its policy yesterday amid confusion how it would be policed. Now, first of all, they told us, bus drivers have to stop at every stop. And if people want to get on, if they've got 12 on board, they've got to let them on. Oh, by the way, if there are children there, they've got to get on come what may. We've got to let the kids on. We can't leave kids on the side of the road. Then there was another message saying, they can stop at a bus stop to let someone off, but they can't let anyone on except children if they've already got 12 on the bus. Well, if someone got off, they can let someone on, surely to goodness. And it's just confusing. Then finally, the Minister in New South Wales, Andrew Constant, said, we can't enforce any of this. Then Gary Warboys, the Deputy Police Commissioner, said exactly the same thing. We can't police this. There are no fines available to us. And then Andrew Constant said, what we're looking is for the public to police it. And I said, yeah, good luck. You've got 30 or 40 people lined up to get a bus to go somewhere. What, they're going to stand there and say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 11, 12. Okay, I'll wait for the next hour for another bus. Now, this morning, the bus division of the Rail, Tram and Bus Union have sent us a video. And the bus division secretary, David Babineau, is online now to tell me a bit more about the video I've got. G'day, Dave.
G'day, Ray. How are we?
All right, mate. Now, the video, I suspect, was taken in the early hours of this morning, just around dawn, in the CBD. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
So, and it looks like it's going to the north side of town around Mossman or Cremorne. And it looks like a lot of tradies, a lot of young blokes and young ladies with their high-vis gear getting on the bus. The poor old driver sitting there, it looks like he's got a mask on. But how many people actually got on the bus?
As you say, it was over 40. And, the driver's in a situation where he can certainly sit there and say, that's enough, that's enough. But, these are people that need to get to their jobs. It's not up to us to police it, as you say.
Yeah, well, one of the things I noticed, I'm not blaming anyone. People are going to get to work. But, there was no suggestion that anyone was going to stand back after 12 or 13 or 26 or 32 and just simply say, there's enough on there. So for the government to make this announcement and put it back on bus drivers and train guards and other people on public transport is simply just a nonsense. You may as well not make... If you can't enforce the rule, David, you shouldn't have a rule.
100%. The frustrating thing is that we actually put this to the government about 6 weeks ago as something that you could potentially train people to do. By now, you would have ironed out all the kinks and the general public would be on board. They know what was going on. But as you say, now that there's no leadership from the government in terms of how this is supposed to happen, it's up to the general public and bus and train and ferry operators to try and work it out amongst themselves, which is not ideal.
Well, you're there scratching your head. I think I saw three different directions come from the department to bus drivers yesterday. First of all, they said, and I'm sort of going through this, not reading it, but just ad-libbing it. First of all, they said, right, if you get 12 on... you're not allowed to stop anymore and you've got to keep going. Unless it's a school child, then you've got to stop. Then they said, and I made this announcement on the program yesterday, they'll still stop at every stop, and if people want to get on, you can't stop them getting on. Then they came back with the third attempt and said, they don't have to stop at every stop unless it's a child, but they can stop when people want to get off, which is handy. You don't want to be moving slowly and throw them off the bus. And then they can pick up passengers if they stop to get someone off the bus. How's a bus driver expected to know what he or she's expected to do?
I suggest that during the course of the day yesterday, most drivers just did what they normally do in light of, as you say, getting pulled in three different directions. Another frustration with this, I think, is the fact that the government would already have known by looking at data as to what routes would have required a few extra services to spread people out. And that clearly hasn't been done. There's been no homework on this. It's just been thrown out ad hoc.
Well, Andrew Constant said yesterday, if you don't need to travel during peak, don't. Everyone wants to travel at peak for one reason. They want to get to work, Andrew. Their boss doesn't say to a bloke on a building site, listen, I need you there at 6 tomorrow, but if you have a problem with the bus, get there 1:15. You know, I mean, it's just it's lunacy. And it has been, as you say, for 6 weeks. We've been talking about this. You know, people would say, well, hang on, we can't go out, we can't do this, we can't do that. But you go to public transport, they're standing shoulder to shoulder. And there seems to be no social distancing there. Now, I know you're the bus division secretary, but I feel for your colleagues from the light rail and the rail. And we've had one of my reporters there yesterday, travelling from the southern suburbs into Redfern, telling me that, you know, no one adhered to it. And besides that, who's going to get on one of those double-decker trains and count whether there's 15 downstairs and 17 upstairs and say, oh, there's 32, I better get off? I mean, the whole thing is just folly.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if the government wants to get people back to work, and, you know, that's fair enough. Everyone needs to earn a quid, and a lot of people are suffering. But if they're not going to turn around and provide a framework where they can help manage that, then they're not making anything better. They're just causing confusion and making it worse for everyone.
They would have been much better just simply saying, well, look, public transport's a vital part of the community. There'll be an exception for that to get people to work. We'd like you to make sure that you, you know, don't sit on top of each other if possible, but do your best. And that's what most people will do. No one wants to get the coronavirus. No one wants to get the flu, the ordinary flu, let alone the coronavirus. So, I mean, but they simply say, oh, we can't police it. We expect people to observe the 12-person rule on buses and the 32-person rule when it comes to trains. It's just a nonsense and can't be achieved, David, in any way, shape or form.
No, agreed, agreed. I mean, one thing we've been pushing for our drivers is masks, especially now as we look in the situation where, you know, restrictions are easing, passenger numbers are increasing. As you say, it would have made sense to turn around and say, you know what, public transport's exempt, and just put in a few extra safety measures for staff. They've already ramped up the cleaning. They've put out a good amount of hand sanitizer and wipes. There's good stuff going on. But, you know, give us masks, just a couple extra things, and we probably could have worn it, no problem.
Okay, well, we'll keep working on it, but in the meantime, I'll defend your members doing the best they can. It's hard enough to drive a bus in Sydney metropolitan areas, let alone in other areas, without having all these rules put in place which get changed on an hourly basis. Thanks for your time, David.
You're not wrong. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, David Babineau. He's the Bus Division Secretary of the Rail, Tram and Bus Union in New South Wales.